Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, TASS of Baltimore. We call it Baltimore Positive. Hope you're setting your dial if you're driving around on AM 1570. We're going to get to some baseball. We've got football stuff going on, lots of politics happening. We're doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour on Friday at Pizza John's in Essex. Come on out, get some pepperoni, maybe get a cheesesteak, whatever you're into, some French fries, and some proper gravy. All of it brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. We'll have the Magic 8-Ball scratch-offs to give away on Friday. And then we go on respite as we go north to Toronto, where they love us up in Canada right now. The Orioles open up against the Toronto Blue Jays next week. Luke and I will be there. And then back for more Crab Cake Tours beginning 2 weeks from now at Fadley's on the 2nd of April. This is a young lady I have wanted to get a crab cake with since she began her political trail. She has a famous last name and a really cool first name. And the more I research her, the more I wanted to have her on. I begged the folks over at the Baltimore Hebrew Congregation, please let her come on in advance of this big event. Saturday night, they are gathering it for Broadway on Park Heights. If you're familiar with the BHC over on the northwest side of town, you know they do an event year to year. This is Broadway on Park Heights. It features Broadway star John Rapson from Broadway Sweeney Todd. Tickets are available. You can come out. There's going to be great desserts. I heard all about this. And Rain Pryor, director, writer, actor, daughter of one of my all-time favorites, and we'll get to your famous dad. And I've been more turned on by the research on your mother, who's out in LA doing amazing things. But you're here in Baltimore, politician, actor, chicken and latkes. We got all sorts of things going on. Rain, welcome. Thanks for coming on and
Thank
making a
you.
little bit of
Thanks
time.
for having
I
me.
recognize my hometown over your shoulders there. What do you
That's
got going
right.
on there?
That's right.
How did you get to Baltimore, Maryland?
I came here 21 years ago and stayed. I actually came before that. I came in 2004 to do a show at Morgan. And the strangest story is my grandparents used to live in Baltimore, and my grandfather, her bonus, worked in the shipyard. And so it just was one of those things. I had two friends, and when my dad passed away, I said, let me just move to Baltimore.
What was Baltimore's reputation when you could have moved anywhere? What, you moved here chasing your
It's
legacy and
close.
your
It's
heritage?
cl it, that, and it was close to New York, but not in New York and not as expensive. And I felt like I could have a life outside of Hollywood, and I do. So it worked out.
How is that? That is fascinating to me because I'm from Dundalk, right? I'm a Venezuelan heritage. All my people are gang members, ask the president. But
Uh-oh, be
I, you know.
careful.
Yeah, my father came here with his very famous cousin. My cousin is in the Baseball Hall of Fame, won the World Series with the Orioles in '66. I am the son of not a famous man, but a cousin who was very famous, certainly in
Right.
Chicago and in Baltimore, Boston, where he played baseball. So I have a little bit of that when I pull out my ID, the people know who I am. Pryor's sort of a, you could be anyone and be a Pryor, but I mean, I look at you and your dad would never deny you, girl. I'll tell you
That's
right
so
now.
none of us. We all look like him, which is crazy. Even my daughter has the eyes, so the genes are definitely very strong.
Well, you got involved with let's promote Saturday and what you're doing
Yes.
here and your work here. You ran for political office. I am very, very sorry I did not have you on. I did a little bit of chasing. It was sort of during the plague in some way. And you're an activist, yes? You would say?
Yes, I would definitely say that. I'm an activist, which is funny. I'm an activist for all people. And, just like I believe everyone has a right to their vote, everyone has a right to their opinion. And as a person who at the time was running for office, I hate that we get put into the categories of, Democrat or Republican or independent, because I feel when you're running for office, you have to represent all the people, and not all the people are going to like what you have to say or do, but it's really about what is going to be best for the community in Baltimore. And so that was my, and as a mother of a child at the time that was being bullied in school, but now is thriving, straight A student, dean's list. Hello.
Good parenting, obviously, which is good
right.
parenting.
Has made me realize the importance of using our voice and what that means for the community. So, yeah.
Well, what I mean in running, and I almost ran for mayor. Full disclosure. Well,
Wow.
I'm a sports guy, right? So I mean, I'm from
Right.
Dundalk. I lived at the harbor. This was my home. I lived on the 23rd floor of Harbor Court. Very easy to see,
Right.
big brick building. Sitting down at the Inner Harbor. I got married in 03, moved downtown, did my sports radio career. Then my wife got leukemia in 14 and 15,
I'm so
and fought at
sorry.
Hopkins. No, she's beautiful. She's in the other room. She's a miracle herself, like your straight A
Yay!
student daughter.
I'm a 4-year breast cancer survivor.
Hey, right on, man.
You
Right?
know.
I mean, God bless
Right.
technology and science and
Exactly. Yes.
doctors and this
Yes, for
country and
sure.
all of the things that came before us. But I decided, like, I watched the mayor situation. I watched Freddie Gray happen in 15, and I thought, you know, we need somebody honest. Let's start with that. And I put this whole thing together thinking I was, and I never ran for mayor. I didn't chicken out. I just couldn't win. I mean, I had a pathway that if Sheila had won on for,
Listen,
I was going to run, but you didn't chicken out. You got your feet in, and
I
that's why
did
I
get
like
my
talking
feet.
about
I
that.
did get my feet in, and then the pandemic happened. And I feel like had the pandemic not happened and nothing shut down, I would have had a better chance. I still got 36% of the vote, which is pretty good for your first time running and during a pandemic. I feel I probably would have gotten, a bit more had I had a chance to really knock on doors, go to gatherings, meet, the people, more people in District 3, but I learned a lot about politics that I don't like. And as much as I want to be a change maker for positive and good, there are different avenues I feel for me that might be better. Although sometimes I still have that draw towards politics.
So
I
you're not
don't.
over. You still might throw come back in
There's.
or no?
No, I don't know. Like, there's always still that little thing, and it might not be for city council. Maybe it's somewhere, somewhere else. But I feel so important. It's so important for us as people of a city in Baltimore and what we're seeing happening for change to make change somehow that benefits a greater group. So who knows?
Everybody knew you that knew me, and that's a pretty, it's a wide circle, really. They were all like, you're gonna
Right.
like her. And I'm like, I wish I would have had her on. Rae Pryor is here. She is involved on Saturday night at the Baltimore Hebrew Congregation in the Broadway
Yes.
on Park Heights Avenue. It's gonna be a nice night. Last time we had Jillian on, we sold the desserts, so I know the desserts are gonna be phenomenal. I talked my
Excellent.
wife into this a little bit. Your background as an artist, as following in your father's footsteps in comedy and in stage. Right. Talk about that a little bit as in regard to them inviting you. Also, your background in religion, also involved in
Look,
all of this, right?
I grew up Black and Jewish. I didn't know any other way of life. I knew I was Black, I knew I was Jewish, I knew Passover, I knew, like Yom Kippur, I knew it. Like it was part of our household, part of our family. And my grandfather was at one time very good friends with the head of Mossad in Israel. So it's like I have strong connections, and at the same time, I'm a Black woman in America. And a lot of my work, which is fried chicken and latkes, and also creating art exhibits between Black and Jewish and Black Jewish voices, is something else that I do. Again, it's all about bringing communities together and finding commonality. And so it seems fitting that, Baltimore Hebrew congregation would reach out and say, "Hey, do you want to host this?" And I was
Well, you
like,
better be
"Sure."
funny.
Look, I'm a little bit funny. I'm not a lot. I'm not a lot funny. I'm a little bit. That's why I don't do stand up anymore. I'm a little because I'm also not a depressed person. I'm a very happy, joyous human being. I'm excited to host because I'm excited to bring on other talent. I'm excited for Broadway. I love Broadway. I love the musicals. I hope one day myself to be there. I got close off Broadway. I got a great review in the New York Times. So I love that Baltimore Hebrew congregation is doing a Baltimore, a Baltimore Broadway night, and these great talents are coming on, to share their gifts with everybody, and I get to introduce them, and maybe make you laugh. I don't know. Oi.
Well, I'm trying to put together another kind of campaign. I was going to run for the mayor of Baltimore. I think I'm going to run for the mayor of Royal Farms Fried Chicken, especially with this Justin Tucker situation. So I'm thinking about, I've eaten a lot of fried chicken. I have. I am guilty. I've eaten a lot of crab cakes too. But I have represented Royal Farms for the better part of 3 decades,
That is
and I think they
amazing.
need a new spokesperson. So I was trying to like maybe work
See?
something up with you and me. So tell me about fried chicken and Lakhs. I've had them both. I am not Jewish. I'm from
Listen,
Dundalk, so I haven't
it's a
had as
great.
many Lakhs, but I had a Jewish girlfriend for almost a decade, so I had a lot. So
See?
tell me about your show, because I want to laugh, and it just the title alone
So
sort of
funny.
opens the
So,
doors,
Fried
doesn't it?
Chicken and Latkes is about growing up black and Jewish in the late 60s, 70s through the 80s.
In LA.
That in Los Angeles, and my dad being Richard Pryor. Look, my grandparents are Jews from Brooklyn. Like, you can't get more Jewish than that in the United States, I think, until I found Pikesville. Like, that was the first thing my grandparents said when I was moving to Baltimore. So, you're going to be moving to Pikesville, right?
Did
I
you
was
ever
like,
see the movie Avalon, the Barry Levinson
yes,
film?
come on, yes.
Oh man, you know, like so
So
when
real.
moving here, that would have been my first recommendation for you in 2005, is to
Right,
say,
right.
watch that. Let's start there. Let's start at the
I
beginning.
lived adjacent at one point. I lived in Mount Washington, like adjacent. And it's so funny. So Fried Chicken Lock is growing up black and Jewish, and I had a deal with Norman Lear to turn it into a series. COVID hit, and now have developed it into an adult animation. So we're in the process of doing that. It's won several animation awards for short film animation. And it's just an exciting piece. I get to talk about, the both ands and finding commonality and make people laugh because we have so much in common. We all both love food. Fried chicken goes really well with latkes, believe it or not. Fried chicken, latkes, champagne actually goes really well together.
Well, I'm from Dundalk. Put the beer in. I mean, I have to get some
Yeah,
beer in Dundalk.
it's the fizziness with that with the food. I don't know how fried food and fizz go together, but they do. And so, yeah.
She is Rain Pryor. She is going to be on Saturday night out at the BHC. Come support them. You can find all the information at BHC Presents. My big thanks to everybody out there for inviting us along. We're going to be a part of this. Broadway star John Rapson will be there. Rain Pryor, who's
Yes.
joining us right now, director, writer, and actor, will be the host of the proceedings beginning at 6:30 on Saturday night. Come on out and be a part of that. So I on your dad, and listen, I want to invite you for a real crab cake, and like we'll sit down and I'll do inside the actor studio, and I'll do all
Oh,
Lipton, and I'll give you
awesome.
the
Let's
tank.
do
Wow,
it. Let's
I'll do
do
all of that with you. It'll be
it.
I'll even shave and dress nice, let my hair
Let's
out. But I just on the topic of your dad, I've been talking to
Yes.
my wife for I thought I was going to have you on years ago, and I had done a little bit of research and I didn't, and then the plague and then the election, like all that.
Right.
And here you are. And
Yay.
I loved your dad, and I even said to my wife, the stand up way before I should have been watching it, right? VHS
Right.
tape, 1980. I'm 11, 12. Silver
Right.
Streak
Same.
for
Okay, we're around
Silver
the same
Streak
age. Yeah.
was like just still one of my all time favorite movies, and maybe the
Yep.
Gene Wilder connection with Willy Wonka and Young
Right.
Frankenstein, and then and Stir Crazy. And I know that wasn't the best part of life for your dad, but for me, that was the sweet spot of where I wanted posters of
Absolutely.
your
And for him,
dad.
it was too career-wise, all of that.
You know, Long Beach, you know what I mean? Like, so you just stuff like that from back in the day. When you
Yes.
think of your dad or some jack wagon like me has you on to promote something cool you're involved in, they're going to talk about your dad. And your dad is a revered figure in my mind, in my life, even though I saw after the burn, the incident, I even saw the stand up that he did about the incident and all that.
Right.
But when I think of your dad, I think of laughs and joy and fun. And I think most people do. And I know that's probably not always the experience for those in and around it, you know?
Look, my dad was hilarious, period. He was ahead of his time. He was genius in his stand-up. You still talk about my dad and George Carlin to this day, Lenny Bruce, all of it. Those were and Red Fox and Moms Mabley or whatever. Those are the people that were coming up that were very prolific in their humor. My dad was that. My dad was prolific. He was funny. He was terribly wounded, which is why I don't do stand-up. I feel like most stand-ups are terribly wounded people. And I'm a happy, like for me, I'm a happy, really happy person. So I'm like, how do you make jokes about being happy? Nobody wants to hear. They want to hear about how bad your life is. And my dad was so honest. And I think That's what people, related to. He put his soul out there. And I do that in my writing when I write scripts. I do that, I think, through my direction, when I'm directing people. And it's just, I mean, yeah, he's you can't get better than him, really.
I think the one thing I didn't
You know.
realize was about your age that you had. I thought you were younger and maybe didn't have so much life with your father in regard to you and
Oh,
I
I
the
love
same
that.
age. So every point where I experienced him on a screen, you were experiencing him in real life. And I didn't realize
Absolutely.
that. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look, that did at home, he was a dad. That's what people I don't think really understand. Like, it was, we would have arguments because my dad would say, you have to be home at this time. Like, he was strict. And my best friend, Malik Berger, the only other Black Jewish girl I ever knew growing up, by the way, Malik Berger and I, we would go out, sneak out of the house, go to clubs. And my dad would show up at her house smoking marijuana with her mom and then get mad at us for coming home late and sneaking out. Like, that's how, like, it was do as I say, not as I do, And it was hilarious.
Well, is
But
there a point
he was
where
hands
when
on.
you have a sort of a strangely, because I had a strangely conflicted childhood as well in two
Absolutely,
families,
absolutely.
that it builds some level of resilience if you can survive it, doesn't it?
I think it does. I think it does. And lots of therapy. I think it all works together. You want to be a well-adjusted person in the world. I didn't want to. I think that's also why I moved to Baltimore. I didn't want to be a statistic. I didn't want to be like, uh-oh, there goes rain down the rabbit hole, in Los Angeles. I was like, let me get out of here and have a life, and I love, that's what I love about Baltimore. There's so much richness and humor and art. It's not all the art is in Los Angeles or New York. Like, it's here in Baltimore and it's thriving and it's pulsating. I love it.
Well, I go back to the first thing I almost said to you is I'm from Dundalk and I'm from here. I live here. I've thought of living everywhere else. I've been to most of the continents. I've been to every city. I mean, I've been a lot of places. I've been like you like a what's the song? I've been everywhere, man, right? Like Johnny Cash. I still live here. I've lived in Dundalk, White Marsh, downtown, and Towson. I'm making my way. I might get to Pikesville, might get to Westminster by the time I get there. But I've people that move here and come here, I'm just fascinated by the draw of it, especially when they're from a place where it used to be warm.
Well, exactly. I mean, that was a little getting used to, and now I love it. And I love going to visit LA. I still go because, I still have family in Los Angeles. So I'll go and visit once in a while. But Baltimore gives me that. I don't know. There's a sense of community here I never had in Los Angeles. I try to tell people there's a, I know all my neighbors. My neighbors know me. They know my daughter. My daughter, and plus my daughter was born here in Baltimore, so she's a native. And watching her thrive and go. And we went to LA for a little bit, and she didn't like it. She wanted to come back to Baltimore. So here we are. We're back.
I was going to ask you when you, the Black Jewish play as a comedy act in Chicken and
Yes.
Locust, you said you had one girlfriend who was Black. How many Black Jewish folks do you meet in the course of your lifetime? I mean, I'm missing a finger, and it seems like I meet every person that's missing a finger. You know, we find each other. You know
It's
what
funny. I
I
never
mean?
knew until I started my solo show. And then when I started Fried Chicken and Latkes and it was playing off Broadway, all these people that look like me or, whatever started coming around, and I was like, oh my God, there's a whole community of us. Like, where were you when I was growing up?
I needed you.
It's such a different generation, right? And I'm watching all these younger people, and now, and especially being here in Baltimore and part of, working with Dr. Harriet Wims, who's part of the Mishpucha Project and also for BIPOC Jews, and Third Space, Rabbi Jesse Drezin, like working with all these people in this great, great community. I traveled to Israel with the head of the JCC in Owings Mills, and became good friends. And it's just like, this is, there's so many of us and so many intersections of us that exist. And again, like I said, it's finding commonality. And then, of course, Broadway. So,
Will you go sing for us on Saturday night? Or are you gonna dance? You gonna we gonna storytell? What are you doing for us at the BHC? And
I am seriously, what I'm doing is going high and ring prior. Thanks so much for coming. And next, we have.
I gotta write some jokes for you or something then. We gotta get something
You
together.
should. They asked, it's funny because they asked me, do you want to do some shtick? And I was like, no, not really. I just want to straight host and be like, and coming up next. And as we see, and there's an auction going on in the back, and like, I just want to do
I'm gonna
that.
fight your whole thing about doing stand-up comedy and having to be suicidal while you do it because I think we can
Listen.
get you some good jokes. We can work on some
Right. Look,
things.
my solo show, I did it for 20 years, standing ovation, comedy, drama. It had music in it. It's a whole thing, And now I think I've gone to mom mode. I wear mom jeans, mom shirts. My whole life is Rain's mom and Lotus's mom, and I'm okay with that. Like, I love it. That's what I love about Baltimore. Like, this amazing life that I've created for myself outside of Hollyweird, I call it, but yeah, there are some people I can still pick up the phone and call and say, hey, how are you? That are famous. But yeah, I like it here. I like what we're doing. I like, Baltimore Hebrew congregation and being a part of that community as well. And I just think that, we're expanding in the world, and during the times that we're having, which can feel very tumultuous, we need joy. And this is part of the joy that we get to have on the 22nd.
Well, part of my joy was a young man named Ethan Felderstein that was my intern about 15 years ago. His dad wrote to me about 2 months ago and said, "We're doing this big night. You got to help us out. Rain Pryor is going to host. We got John Rapson coming in." It is the Baltimore Hebrew Congregation, established in 1830, presenting Broadway on Park Heights Avenue. It's Saturday, March 22nd. That's this Saturday. Get over there early or you'll miss the desserts. If you don't get there really early, I'm going to eat all the desserts. The fundraiser sustains the synagogue, schools, and the educational programs they create and inspire at BHC. You can learn more at bhcpresents.com. Rain Pryor, it has been a pleasure to get to know you
Thank
briefly.
you for
Do you
having
eat crab cakes?
I know.
No, all right. If you're shellfish intolerant or
I
whatever.
love crab though. Like, I love cracking and eating crab. I'm just not a crab cakes eater.
Well, that's even better. That makes you more social because when you sit and eat
Yes.
crabs,
Yeah,
that is really
that
where
I
you're
love.
breaking bread and having spirit. Anybody
Yes.
can have a sandwich together. If we're having
Exactly.
crabs together, I gotta like you to invite you to for crabs,
Exactly.
you know?
Exactly. And good beer.
You're speaking my language. Yeah, I knew I was going to like you. Rain Pryor is our guest. Yes, she is the daughter of Richard Pryor. Yes, she ran for local council a few years ago, and she's still active out there. And if you see someone just hanging out in Northwest Baltimore, say that looks a little bit like it could be Richard Pryor's daughter. It probably is.
Probably is. Say
Thank
hello.
you, so much for making a little bit of
Thank
time. And yeah,
you
and come and even though you don't have crab cakes, I've had a few shellfish intolerant. They're like, I don't eat crab cakes. I can't do the crab cake tour. I'm like, it's just what we call it. We don't make you eat the crab cakes if you don't
having
want to eat. You can get a chicken sandwich. You can have vegetables if you want. I'll get you
Let's do
ahi
it.
tuna stack, whatever you're into. But thank you very much, and we will see
Thank
you on
you.
Saturday night.
Awesome.
BHC Presents is the way to get tickets for this event. It is Saturday night. Doors open at 6:30. Performances at 8 o'clock. Get there early for the desserts. Don't expect Rain Pryor to be too funny because she's not miserable. So she's happy. She's just going to host this thing, and John Raps is going to come down from Broadway. I got to get back up to New York, do a little Broadway as
And
well.
right.
I am Nestor. We are WNST AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Baltimore positive, including these cool things happening on Saturday night.